He surmised that the sound of that shot could have triggered the Davidians' defensive fire. This meant that the ATF might have fired the first shot, even though it wasn't at any of the Davidians.
Eventually, the dissenting agent retracted his statement. When questioned again, he insisted that the Branch Davidians did indeed initiate the shootout, perhaps his commanding officers required him to recant.
In any case, the surviving Branch Davidians have always maintained that they didn't shoot until authorities fired upon them first.
With so much chaos on that February morning and the conflicting testimonies, it still seems impossible to say who fired first. The ATF might have fired at the dog, but the Davidians also could have opened fire at first sight of government agents.